Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Shell Dawn, and today's topics are Hello May, Samoan woman who was shot in the clitoris, Met Gala 2023, Fresh Fried and Crispy series on Netflix, Dieting, Rest in Peace, Jerry Springer, and Master Roshi, films and games to look forward to, Brittany Griner being an OnlyFans content creator, Louisiana woman accused of killing six-year-old leaving body in a bucket, I think it's food reviews, Brian McKnight and Chance the Rapper, Dutch man banned from donating sperm, Cinco de Mayo, Memorial Day and Veterans Day and Armed Forces Day, Swiss Beats and Spinal Meningitis, Carolyn Bryant Dunham, Colombian woman killed, and domestic slaying. Okay, let's go ahead and get into these topics. Hello, May. I know I'm a couple days late because the podcast is supposed to be dropped on the 1st of this month. I'm sorry, you guys. Had a lot going on, getting adjusted to the month and everything. So bear with me. But welcome into May. You know, a lot of holidays fall on this month. So, you know, just get in tune with yourself. You know, align those goals. This is the new month, new beginnings. We are only 5 days into the new month. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day for people that do celebrate today. Happy birthday to Chris Brown. It's so much that'll be going on this month. But let's go ahead and jump into these topics offhand. All right, the first topic is about the Samoan woman who was shot in the clitoris. That is considered a freak accident due to the way she was shot because the bullet came through the roof. I know because I had a scenario once upon a time that went on a couple years back where I was laying down. I got woken up by the police to find out that the bullet missed my head that came through the roof because it was the 4th of July. This is the year 2015. The bullet came through the roof and it missed my head by a few inches. But for the Samoan woman, the bullet was actually removed. And I am, by the grace of God, I'm glad for her that that was able to be removed out of her clitoris. Because that's one of those things of, without scarring or tearing anything, it can go either way. It can either go good or, you know, bad, either or. But I'm glad that was settled for her and it was able to remove with no scarring of the tissue or anything like that. But it's one of those freak accidents you rarely hear about. That nobody doesn't come out, you know, hurt or anything like that of the sort. But that's good for her. Next topic, Met Gala 2023. Some of those looks for Met Gala were dope. And some looks were, you kind of got a side eye, like who was your designer and what was, you know, what was the theme they had in their head that they were going for. Because the theme this year was for Karl Lagerfeld to, you know, basically honor him with the passing of him. And, you know, basically honor him with the design in the of audience of what you had in mind from the designs that he created, which were timeless pieces that he created. Some looks, I think a couple of my favorite looks had to be Dwyane Wade, Mary J. Blige, no, it had to be Halle Bailey. I definitely know it was Teyana Taylor. It's one of my top ones. Doja Cat, Carisha and Diddy. It was a couple of other people, but I had like a plethora of a list. It's maybe because I did a review over the weekend. So get back to me in a couple days because that's a long list I'm going to have to review. Because, Jesus, it's a few looks that I was just like, I didn't like Gabrielle Union look. I didn't like Lil Nas X look. I didn't like Viola Davis look. I didn't like Janelle Monáe's. I understood where she was going with it, but I didn't like the pitch of how it came out. I didn't like the final results. The pitch, I see where you were going, but the design of it, no. I love the color scheme of it, but no. Jesus Christ. Gabrielle Union's look could have been more tailored. I love the trench coat, but I did not love the dress. Did not fit the criteria. All right, the next topic is Fresh Fried and Crispy series on Netflix. Yeah, I'm pretty sure some of y'all know who Dame is. He's been doing, you know, food reviews on certain places for years. Show's overall good. He's reviewing, you know, food from different places, top three foods from different places, and he's picking his, you know, what won for that state. But in my opinion, as a food critic, I'm trying to understand how don't you like lettuce or vegetables, excuse me, vegetables in general. I watched this man go to either, I think it was Baltimore. There's a couple places he went to. Baltimore, Louisiana, all that. St. Louis and whatnot. And the first thing he did that kind of tweaked my nerve that I felt like it was a con of the show, not a pro, was he pulled the lettuce and the damn tomato off the sandwiches. Now, I understand where some people come from. Some people do serve bad lettuce and some people do serve bad tomatoes. But for you not to eat vegetables at all, it's kind of not healthy at all. It's kind of the lackluster, and it kind of gets an eye raise from me, because I'm like, do you really not eat vegetables? But apparently he don't eat vegetables. So I was like, how your food critic eating fried, even if it's not greasy, fresh fried food, and you have no type of vegetables to wash down with the main course of your meal you're eating? And what I saw that kind of, you know, it kind of cured my nerves was the fact that he was eating, it was nothing but fried food, but it was junk. Some of it was junk food. Some of it was food. I felt like all the foods that were made were creative, but it could have been more of, you didn't even have no side dishes. You just eating the main course. You eating a burger with so much on it that I don't see no vegetable inside. So I'm just like, what are you washing this down with? Are you just eating just that main course of the meal? And that's what he was doing. And I was just like, you're letting your inner fat kid take over. I don't understand why. But we're not going to stay on that topic forever. Next topic, dieting. All right, as of May 1st, I started being on a healthy diet because, excuse me, I have PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome. For those who you know, it's more common in Black women, but it's common in women in general, but more so in Black women. So it's not a disease, but it cannot be cured. So you live with it for the rest of your life. There's ways to live with it and, you know, maintain it. So I decided to cut out. I mean, I don't really drink sodas, but I decided to cut out sodas. It said it wants you to cut out rice, but I'm not cutting out rice. I'm supposed to have more of a high protein intake than I do carbs. So what I'm doing is balancing that out. I've been working out, been drinking. I mainly drink juice, Gatorade, tea. I'm trying out green tea. I'm eating foods that are not so greasy or not so fatty. So something that has a lot of protein in it and it gives me an intake. Also doing, you know, smoothies and whatnot and stuff like that of that sort. So the diet's coming along. I will continue to give y'all progress on how the diet is going. Right now, I'm on my second day of a cool down from working out because I overdid it the past couple days. And the past 2 days, I have not been able to work out, which is today is my second day not being able to work out. Yesterday was my first day not being able to work out because my body is so tight and burning. But I feel like I can push through, but I don't want to rip nothing or tear nothing. I don't want to tear my body up or wear my body down of that sort. So there's that. All right, rest in peace to Jerry Springer and Master Roshi and also Harry Belafonte. I am sorry for the loss of these beautiful people. You know, Harry Belafonte did some amazing songs. He used to play on Sesame Street and Dale, you know, the Banana Boat song. He did a lot of things. Jerry Springer, most of y'all should know from our childhood to now, is one of the messiest talk show hosts. It's not even a talk show. It's really a comedy skit to me because of what he did on his show. It was messy, but it gave entertainment. It was dope. Master Roshi is the voice actor of Master Roshi. So technically, that's the end of an era because a lot of people have been passing on. And I know it's a natural part of life, but it really hurts when it's people from your childhood that made your childhood what it is. So Master Roshi is one of those characters from Dragon Ball Z. If you're not familiar with Dragon Ball Z, I'm pretty sure half of the world should be familiar with it. But the voice of him was definitely dope. He will never find another. So rest in peace to those beautiful souls. Next topic, films and games to look forward to. All right, one of the games I was looking forward to is Star Wars, I think it's Jedi Survivor. That's what it was. I was about to say Fallen Order when we already got that game. The game big came out. But hubby has been playing it, and I've been enjoying it, watching him play it. The journey is beautiful. I'll be watching it through him. I'm looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy, which dropped today, which is Volume 3. It's the last volume, the final volume of that installment, which it was a beautiful installment. I loved the movie. Loved all the movies. I even loved the game. Guardians of the Galaxy game was dope. It really was. Watched Tubby play that too. I never got a chance to play it for myself. But watching him stream it has been amazing. I'm looking forward to, I guess I could say, the last Fast installment, because that saga should have been ended, honestly. I can't even call it a saga. It's just been a bit redundant, honestly. So kind of glad to see that's going to end as of 2024, apparently, since they're stopping on Fast 11, which I feel like Fast 10 should be the last of the installment. Looking forward to Bad Boys, but I'm not looking forward to how they recasted Theresa Tasha as as Marcus's wife. I don't understand where the picture that is going. So, looking forward to Diablo 4. It's been a long anticipated and waited game. Looking forward to Suicide Squad. I am looking forward to the Black Clover movie that's coming out as far as for my anime geeks. I'm looking forward to Jujutsu Kaisen, the new season that's coming out in July. I'm looking forward to Spy Family when it drops. Attack on Titan, the next season of that. I'm currently watching Hell's Paradise, Demon Slayer. That's a lot of plethora of names of movies and TV shows that I'm watching that I'm enjoying. So I am looking forward to a lot. All right, next topic is Brittany Griner. Glad to have you back in the U.S., BG. And I agree with your statement of what you said about, you know, you will not go back overseas unless it's playing for your country. Honestly, in my personal opinion, I felt like that should have been the motive in the beginning for when you did initially go over there. I understood you went over there because it was more pay, but I felt like you should have went over there to play for us instead of going over there for just the money aspect. But I understand. I'm neutral in any sense of this, but I understand where she's coming from, that if it ain't for her country, she's not playing for it. So, kudos to her. Happy to have you home. Looking forward to your success as far as your WNBA career goes, and I'm looking forward to your new season when you start. All right, next topic, being an OnlyFans content creator. I am an OnlyFans content creator. I do a plethora of content. I'm also a dancer, stripper, whichever one you want to call it. I'm also a gamer, a female gamer. I'm also a podcaster, as you see. I also am a 3-time published fashion designer. But being a OnlyFans content creator, to stay on topic with that, it's been a journey. It gets frowned upon and shunned upon because people don't have an open mind to do it. Because you can't do it, you want to downplay someone else that is doing it, which is not respected and which is not cool. I took a lot from it. I've done a plethora of things on there, from like new pics to like new content, but it's strictly with my husband. I do nothing with no one else but my husband. So on that sense, I'm a married woman that does that, and I feel no shame because I'm making money from it. I'm doing something that I enjoy as well with my husband, no one else. And nobody can take that from nobody. To each his own. If it's not for you, then it's not for you. If it's for you, hey, kudos to you. Make your money how you make your money. Don't let nobody deter you from that. So people that are like frowning upon people and call themselves throwing holy water at them crazy, you're just mad because you can't do it. You could do it, but it got to be in you and not on you, because some of y'all ain't built for it. But we ain't going to stay on that top level. Shout out to all my OnlyFans content creators, because I'm one as well. We in this thing. We making money. We living our lives, and we minding our fucking business and drinking water and staying hydrated. All right. Next topic is about the bizarre Louisiana woman that was accused of killing a 6-year-old, leaving a baby body in a bucket. Apparently, the baby's body wasn't dismembered, but she left the baby's body in a bucket on the biological mother's lawn. So I'm trying to figure out, as a woman that's a stepmother to, you know, my child, my husband's daughter, which is my daughter, which I call my own because I've been in her life since she was born. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck possessed you as a woman to put your hands on someone's child or do anything to this child and then take her to the biological mother's house. It's so much in the story that's being left out that I don't like, because I'm a woman that does research. I'm very thorough with my research. When I research something, I don't go by what everybody else is saying. I like to get to the nitty gritty. I like to get down to the bottom. If I can get to it without going through the tabloids and shit and doing my actual research on it, I'm all here for it. But I feel like her ass should be locked under the jail, because you put your hands on somebody else's child. Who in God's green earth gave you the damn right to do that? And I'm glad the father and the mother got ruled out as suspects, because no one wants to bury their child. No one wants to bury their parent. But why would you do such a fucking thing? Like, that's really some sick, demonic shit to do. And I hope they press charges like hell, and I hope they get justice for that little girl, because you low down. You gonna get what you deserve. You will. Next topic. It should be my food reviews in my city. Oh, I'm planning on doing food reviews in my city. Currently, what I've been eating, which is not healthy to me, which is McDonald's, because I'm a former McDonald's employee from years ago, but I need places like McDonald's, Burger King, and all these other places to know that I'm coming for them, and I will be reporting them to the Better Bureau of Business. I will be reporting your ass to the BBB, so don't even worry. I'm going to do a food review, and I'm going to do an honest food review on my city. Not fast food restaurants. We're not just doing fast food restaurants. We're doing soul food restaurants. All restaurants of all levels in my city. Because my city has seafood. My city has fast food. Soul food, you name it. I'm doing my review, and I'm going to give you my take on what's my favorite restaurant and the pros and cons of what these restaurants could improve on and what their signature dish is. So, y'all stay tuned for that, because that is damn sure coming up for y'all for this month and for the next current months. But in total, I already got my happy early Mother's Day, if I don't get to tell anybody, but I will be doing I'm thinking about changing my podcast dates to Fridays instead of doing Tuesdays, because it's kind of a little backwards to do it on Tuesday when it's not a full week perked it out. But I also, it's either between Monday or Friday, but I'm really pushing for Friday because I really love Tuesday. But I'm catching myself not releasing them on Tuesday and ending up releasing them on Friday. So it might be a Friday thing for me. That's actually what the date's going to be. It's going to be Fridays from now on. So, next topic, which has been in the news for the past couple days, well, past 2 weeks now. Brian McKnight situation and that Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper situation, I feel like it's kind of ignorant. The reason why I'm saying that, because I'm a married woman and me and my husband go everywhere together. Even if we don't go everywhere together, we keep in contact. But if his wife wasn't comfortable with that, I'm sorry. Chance the Rapper been going to every, what, Caribbean carnival for how many? Not even the carnival, the festivals and festivities or whatever's been going on, which is the carnival for how many years now? And why didn't you go? As a wife, I would have wanted to partake. I love women and I love men, but I would have wanted to partake in that. I want some woman shaking her ass on me too. So I'm trying to figure out, like, why is this being looked at so one-sided? Because I'm neutral in this situation. I take no sides in none of this because, one, what they do ain't my fucking business. Two, they're celebrities. I don't have their network. I could give a fuck less. Three, you made a spectacle yourself because I know y'all will forever be in the public eye because paparazzi is going to always be around. The man looked like he was truly enjoying himself. But if it was distasteful to his wife, I felt like they should have talked about it in the fucking private. Granted, it was going to hit the internet regardless because paparazzi was around and people were taking pictures and videos. So I felt like that should have been discussed in private, not made a spectacle on public, because you really embarrassed both of y'all. You didn't embarrass just him. You embarrassed your fucking self about even talking about it. I'm not saying a woman should hide her feelings because I'm a woman myself. But there's a tasteful way to do things, and just there's just a way to not do shit. Some shit is just not made for the internet, and that's just one of those damn things. You should have went, in my honest opinion, because I damn sure would have went. Couldn't have been my husband because I would have went. Don't give a fuck what nobody's talking about. Oh, you saying that now? No, I'm like being 100% authentic about this. I would have fucking went. I don't give a damn what was going on. Listen to me when I clearly say this. I would have been at that carnival shaking ass my goddamn self. Oh, you want to throw ass on my husband? You want to throw ass on me too? Because I'm going to be... Hey, we're going to be all up in that. Ain't no way. Y'all is crazy. All right. The next topic is fucking out of this world. It's bizarre. A Dutch man was banned from donating sperm due to fathering 550 children. Y'all heard me right. 550 fucking children. That is a crazy ass number. 550 fucking children? Your sperm created 550 children. And I was just like, no, side eye. And I was like, damn. You just donated sperm to the community, ain't you? Jesus Christ, like, how can you father that many kids? Jesus, like, wow, it was mind-boggling. When I read the title, I was just like, nah, that can't be true. Then I went and looked. I feel like someone's under my eye, I'm sorry. And I went and looked, and I was just like, okay, you got too much time on your hands. I'm gonna need you to sew your jewels up or something, because ain't no way. And I mean it in the most respectful way. Ain't no way you out here possibly doing that. Yeah, y'all see the Nike shirt. But anywho, next topic. Because I've been wanting to touch on this for so long. Because people tend to get the three misconstrued. Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and Armed Forces Day. Armed Forces Day is the third day out of the month of May, which is... it honors the people that are actively in serving in the military. Veterans Day, for you ignorant-minded people that don't know, and for the people that are careless to even care to know, it's for veterans that served. This is for soldiers, people that served. Veterans Day is not for you active duty motherfuckers. Armed Forces Day is for y'all. Veterans Day is for the people who served this country. Served, not serving. Served. Memorial Day is to honor the fallen. I don't understand why y'all keep getting the fucking three mixed up. Veterans Day is not about you if you're actively serving right now. Happy Veterans Day to me. Why? You're not a veteran. You're still in the military, so how are you a veteran? Armed Forces Day is your day. That's in May. That's the day that y'all get. Veterans Day is in November. Memorial Day is also in the month of May. So, riddle me why y'all keep confusing the three. My bad, not even the three. Confusing the two. Veterans Day and Armed Forces Day don't sound shit alike. So why are we confusing them? What are y'all missing? That y'all not understanding now? Those 3 days do not correlate in the same thing. So pay attention. I'm pretty sure people, your higher ups tell you this shit. So why must y'all do this every year? It's the same shit every year. Happy Veterans Day to me. Look on profile, looks at Donnie. Clearly in uniform. You're not retired. You're serving now, but you have not just served and got out. So, no. I'm gonna be on y'all asses all day about this because y'all know how this shit go. Y'all do this shit every year. And it's the same conversation we have to have every damn year. You're not a veteran if you're actively serving. Veterans Day, to honor those who have served this country. Armed Forces Day, actively for the people that are actively in the military. Memorial Day, to honor the fallen. Riddle me that. Next topic, Swiss Beats and spinal meningitis. Apparently, Swiss Beats has spinal meningitis and it's been taking a fall on his health. And those are one of those things that need to be talked about more, that black men and black people in general need to hone in on their health, especially my fellow black lovely people. Y'all need to be more mindful of your health and to take care of yourself. Time waits on no one, but also, life is truly short. It shouldn't take for deaths or for serious health issues for you to pay attention to your health and be like, hey, I need to stay in tune with it. Sorry, y'all. Hubby is in the background playing the game. He's screaming. But I need us to be more open about researching what's going on with us health-wise and also not being afraid to go to the doctor. I know everybody thinks going to the doctor means just bad news, which that's not always the case. We just need to hone in on doing that, taking better care of ourselves, staying hydrated, doing what needs to be done, working out, being free, stress-free, being one with ourselves. Y'all continue to do that, and I pray that things get better for Swiss Beats. Also, to throw another little snippet in there, Jamie Foxx has been hospitalized for a minute now, and I'm praying and hoping that he pulls through, because I've been seeing a lot of prayers and a lot of things go up because Jamie has been hospitalized since he's done some movie he was working on, and he got injured and he ended up having a stroke. So I feel like this, y'all, don't let these jobs take y'all out of this world. Don't let their job stress you out to think that you have to be there, because you could be here one day and then they're replacing your ass next. So be mindful. Be mindful of what you choose, y'all. Be mindful. All right, next topic is Carolyn Bryan Donham has finally passed away, the woman that got Emmett Till killed. I have a few words for you. May you rest in shit. And hell's a whole, I know hell is hot. Hell is hot. Hell has no fury. Like the pain you caused for our race for over the decades of years. The pain, the suffering that you caused his family. May you rest in shit. And may God have mercy on your soul. Because boy, your ass should have been locked under the jail. But you know what? You died of cancer. That's one way they got you out of here. And I don't agree with cancer, but your time is coming. I will say that. I'm a God-fearing woman, but I'm not no fool. My silence says it all. May Emmett Till rest in peace. Even though he was mutilated and done so wrongly, there's no type of justice that could have been served that would bring him back or give his family the closure. Besides that, this woman is now laying, should be 12 feet under for what she done to him. Last topic is about the Colombian woman who was killed in a domestic slaying. To know that woman was slayed like that outside and her body was left outside of an apartment complex, that this woman had so many accolades and that this was a beautiful black woman. Y'all got to start taking domestic violence seriously. I don't care if it's somebody you don't like or whatever the case may be. If someone speaks out, don't crucify them, because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm also a sexual assault survivor. But at the same time, please, y'all, be honest when y'all come forward about this. Do not lie just to get a storyline, because I've never understood that. Domestic violence has no gender. It's men and women. I've seen it on both sides. Hey, I have my little ball trying to fall. Please be honest, y'all. When y'all come forward, even if you feel like nobody believe you, you have to stand in your truth. And I stand in it. the fact that this woman was slayed like that, I feel like that man should be thrown under the fucking jail, because just to do that to that woman, that's crazy. Like, what possessed you to even go that far? And then it's the fact that you killed yourself. So I can't even say Justin would be sorry, because he killed himself. Locked himself in, barricaded himself in an apartment, he killed himself. So you going to hell anyway, but why, people? Why? You don't want to be with someone. Why are you doing this? And it's the fact that it's so scary and bizarre that she made a video, I think 2-3 days or 6 days prior, and now they're both dead. Like, pray for the families. Pray for who all was involved, because that was real disturbing to even look at. Like, oh, I just don't know what to say. Like, that, no, that's a bit much. I'm sorry. It's too much. But I enjoyed y'all on this episode. We'll be back next Friday. And yes, I said next Friday, because this episode is supposed to be released on May 2nd. But today is May 5th, 2023. We shall return with another plethora of topics, because some of these, all these topics come from not just trending topics, but topics that I don't talk about with my community on Twitch, with the hubby, with family and friends. It's a lot of plethora of things that we like to cover when we talk. So everything we talk about will probably end up being in my podcast titles, my podcast topics. So y'all stay tuned. I love you guys. Stay hydrated. Have a Cinco de Mayo day. Get your drink on. Arriba. Make me like Puerto Rico. But anywho, I love y'all. See y'all again. Shell Donald's out. Peace.